Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
All right, Bob, welcome in, and love this new series, getting to know Boise State football players. Who you got this week?
Well, every Monday we'll be talking with a different Bronco leading up to camp opening. Cade Beresford is our subject this week. He is the offensive tackle that transferred in at the start of the spring semester from Washington State. Big guy, 6'7", 300 pounds. He played in 8 games as a starter last year at right guard for the Cougars. Played a couple games in 2019 and one in 20. So he's got 2 years left for the Broncos, and they really need a right tackle, and that's where I think he's going to be projected to play. He's got a Bronco family. His dad, Harry, played in 92 and 93 here at Boise State. So a guy who was a starter last year at Washington State. I start off the conversation with Cade asking him why he decided to transfer from Washington State.
Yeah, just with everything that happened in Pullman, you know, our coaching staff getting fired, you know, just with all the vaccines and stuff and just everything that happened, I felt like it was the right time to just make a move and make the best decision for my brother and I. So,
now you and your brother both coming here. Your dad played football here. Coming to Boise State have any effect on the family decision?
It was just an obvious decision. I mean, right away when I got the opportunity to come here, just, you know, following my dad's footsteps. And, you know, my brother, he wanted to do this as well, and we were both on board, and it just turned out great. So
what's the best thing about playing with your brother? I guess your brother's even now joined you on the offensive line side. So he was a defensive lineman before. So what is it like playing with your brother, and how important was that to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's really important. Last year he was playing scout D-line against me. It was definitely weird. Just playing against him and having to block him, but now he switched to tight end. He's playing tight end now, and he loves it. He's taking advantage of it and just getting in film, getting in the playbook, and just doing everything he can at this point. So,
we're visiting with Cade Beresford, one of the newest offensive linemen for Boise State, 6'7", 300 pounds, 8 starts last year at Washington State. So that was your biggest chance to play at Washington State. How do you think you improved the most over those 8 starts that you had for the Cougars?
Yeah, I think just my first game, you know, that Utah State game, it was a little rough for me and just getting used to it and playing in front of, you know, that big of a fan base. And throughout the season, I think I just gained some experience, and hopefully I can carry that over here and play hard. So
now I look at Washington State that you played several different positions in the line, and I know from coming out to practice and watching the spring game, you've played a couple of different ones here. How difficult is it to go from position to position in the line?
Honestly, I think at this point I've just gotten used to it. I've played both guard positions. You know, they want to keep me away from center. I'm a little too tall for that. But just being versatile and playing every position has helped me just to know the whole offensive line and what each guy's doing. So,
do you think that helped transferring schools? Because I got to imagine when you leave one school to another, the terminology's got to be different. You're adjusting to different people. The fact that you played more positions, do you think that helped you?
Yeah, it definitely helped me just knowing each position and having experience at each. And I think just knowing the plays, you know, learning a new playbook was hard at first, but just learning it from every player's perspective on the offensive line and just knowing what each guy's doing has helped me. So,
you come here in January. What's the first thing you want to do? Like, do you get the playbook? Do you look at film? Take us through somebody that, you know, this is kind of like the pros. You're a free agent. You signed with a new team. So what do you want to do?
The first thing I wanted to do personally was just meet my teammates, get to know them and know as many guys as I can, you know, as soon as possible. And, you know, the next step then was getting in with my coaches and starting to learn the playbook and just working hard in the weight room with everything we had and in the running and just everything they had to offer. So just taking advantage of it. So,
how different is one team from another as far as playbook terminology? You know, Coach Rolovich was there, and he's kind of, I think, a run-and-shoot guy, so I'm guessing it'd be a little different.
Yeah, I kind of like this. It's weird playing with a tight end now. I haven't done that since high school, you know, and it's a lot different. And, you know, smaller boxes and stuff on the field, and it's just been a big change. And obviously, wherever you go, you're going to get something different. So,
you've played both guard and tackle. Do you like one better than the other? Do you like left or right better? And is there much difference between those spots?
Honestly, I'm open to playing wherever. This, you know, last year I played right guard. This year I'm playing right tackle. It doesn't really matter to me, and, you know, I'm used to playing every position, so I'm open to whatever.
And is there a difference between the right and the left side?
It's different for sure. Once you go from the right to the left side, you kind of mix up plays in your head, and you just got to get used to each side. And what position you're playing.
So how would you say, as far as your adjustment to whatever the playbook is and that, how has that gone in spring, and how much more do you think you need to do?
I'd say it's went well. The first couple practices, just getting used to it. When you have to translate from the meeting room onto the field, it can be difficult. But I'd say, the last half of spring ball went a lot better, and just getting used to it and, getting used to how guys play and stuff has helped me a lot. So
that's what I was going to say. And we're visiting with Cade Beresford, Boise State's newest offensive tackle. How difficult is it to get used to the players that are playing with you? Because I think there has to be so much teamwork that goes into the offensive line.
Honestly, just going into this, you have to be social. You have to be open to making new friendships, gaining others' respect. And you can't come in being cocky. You can't come in with this, over your head. You just got to be open to new things, meet new people, and just be social. So,
Cade, if I was going to play right guard next to you, what would you want to know about me? And what would help you get used to playing with somebody on the same side of the line?
Yeah, I guess I just want to know that you're going to do your job. I just want to be physical. Know that you're going to be physical. You're going to work hard. And just have trust. And I think I've developed that with a lot of guys. So,
all right, let's get back to your family. Your dad played here. What has he told you about being a Bronco? What has he told you about his career and what it's like to play here?
Yeah, just having him has been huge. He's showed me all the spots around here. He comes up all the time and, how to go through it, the process, and he has a lot of connections up here, so it's been great.
What do you want to get out of your experience here?
I just want to have a good time for these next 2 years and just make some good friendships, that I can carry on for the rest of my life and just, work as hard as I can and leave an impact. So,
we've spent some time talking about football. Let's finish up talking about you. What are you majoring in? And, what do we want to know about you under the helmet that we would not know just watching you play football?
Yeah, I'm doing social sciences. I was doing human development before, but they didn't offer that here. But I'm looking to get into firefighting. So that's been big with me, and I've been doing a lot of meetings, and I'm really excited for it. So,
what about fun things away from football?
I like fishing. I'll play some video games, watch a lot of TV shows. I just like to be outside. I like to hike. I'm a social guy, hang out with a lot of friends, and, not be cooped up in my house as much.
And that is Cade Beresford, our second subject in our summer-long series, taking a look at some of the newer and less-known Boise State Broncos. And, guys, I just have a real good feeling about Cade Beresford playing in the offensive line this year. Just, he exudes some confidence. I think having gone to Washington State, played there, I think he wants something different out of his experience, and I think he's going to be a real good addition to this team.
Seems like a smart kid, we had that impression when Prater and I interviewed him the first time, and it seems like a good get. Now we'll wait and see what happens on Saturday afternoon, right? And see if he's the right guy for the job. But Prater, unless there's some injuries or whatnot, it seems to me, I don't know who would come in and command the right tackle position. I think Beresford, this kid, probably a plug-and-play guy, it looks like, No?
Me, the skeptical guy, I don't know if a coach has ever said right tackle to us before. We just kind of assumed it. He's never played right tackle at Boise State. He's filled in at left tackle with Ajuku. I think we just assume it, and it's probably going to come true, but if he doesn't end up at right tackle, how do you see the offensive line potentially shaking out, Bob?
Well, I would think Ajuku would be, again, at left tackle. Yeah. Curran played last year at left guard. I would think he would be there. And I would think Ben Dooley would return at right guard. Yeah. You've got to believe that Holomalia Gonzalez will be at center. He started the year before, didn't play at all last year. So that kind of leaves right tackle as the spot that's open. And I guess the biggest question would be if those veterans could hold off one of the redshirt freshmen from last year that people seem pretty high on.
I would agree with that. And I also wonder, since he played guard at Washington State, if they eventually feel like maybe he's better at guard if they had somebody to play right tackle.
Yeah.
But maybe they don't have anybody better to play right tackle.
6'7" would be an awful tall guard.
Yeah, you played it last year with the Cougs, though. Yeah, interesting. Thanks, Bob. Very well done. Let's turn the video cameras on. We got our video segment coming up next. And, wow, Idaho State Bengals, holy shnikes, thank you. Don't miss this segment. Prater and the ballgame. Also, Bill Burr tickets next hour.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
see the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.